Incorporate risk into demand management. Risk management contributes to the demand management process when it is integrated into demand management and forecasting. Integration is the key. Examples discussed elsewhere include using supply chain visibility to provide exception management capabilities to demand management, validating that sound data is being used, and then using data to drive forecasting and demand management decisions rather than relying on intuition or habit. Measuring forecast error using multiple methods and acting on the feedback, such as by adjusting data collection methods or forecasting models slash options when the error exceeds an acceptable threshold level for the given metric. Forecasting over different time horizons and levels of aggregation to enable decision-making to have better and better information as time periods get shorter. Using information systems and demand management processes, such as advanced planning and scheduling systems that are integrated into demand management systems so they can simultaneously consider demand, production capacity constraints slash material requirements, and logistics capacity constraints, rather than considering these elements sequentially and risking suboptimal or slow-to-develop plans. Using a process such as S and OP as a forecast support system, the organization has a process every period to review supply chain and business data, for example, promotions, price changes, product line changes, competitor actions, the economy, update the rolling forecast, and communicate slash discuss the implications of the forecast with all stakeholders. Preparing contingency plans for anticipated supply or demand risks, for example, plan for transportation mode disruption for demand spike, etc. Diversifying customer base, supply nodes, and transportation options, maintaining necessary contingency contracts. What else can be done to incorporate risk management into demand management? One example is to use range forecasting. Range forecasting software can help develop a best case, expected case, and worst case forecast to show the range of possibilities. Some organizations extend the concept of S and OP into integrated business planning, IBP, to speed up the cadence of demand planning and enable faster responses to change. IBP is discussed more elsewhere. It requires a high level of process maturity and automation. Some organizations use newer methodologies such as demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, to use strategically selected decoupling points for positioning of buffer inventories, monitoring and replenishing them using dynamic daily reviews. DDMRP also requires a lot of supply chain maturity.